Bezus Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Beis in Maseches Gittin. I'm learning this with you Friday morning from Ramat Beit Shemesh, even though now I've been zochet to learn it with you from the Old City for most of the days. We are up to, since we're in Beit Shemesh, I could give you the tally. Beis Hashem Yisbarech, we're up to the 1,239th daf in Shas, and in the week of the month of Teves, where Yerushalayim is under siege, and I've described in the past of the Nisim and the pain that we're going through in Eretz Yisrael, and in a time when Yerushalayim is under siege, as I spoke about in the Musar Shmuz this week, it's very special to be able to go back and forth from Ramat Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and that you could be able to learn with me the Daf Yomi from these two places, and we should be zocha Be'ezer Hashem to hear the end of all of Tzar of Klal Yisrael, and that you should be able to go back and forth easily and take the Torah Eretz Yisrael. That's a tremendous gift that the internet has given us, to be able to, you know, feel connected to Torah Yerushalayim. That we should be continue to be zocha to Kimitzion Teitzei Soro Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, and that one day that chibur between the Yerushalayim and the rest of the world, which is the chibur of the neshama and the guf, should be one in which becomes complete, that the Beis HaMikdash, which represents that chibur between the Yerushalayim Shelmala and Yerushalayim Shelmata, the notion that one could have completion in the Olam HaRuchani and the Olam HaGashmi, which is our dream for Yimei HaMashiach, which each one of us have to work on during the time of Teves, Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zochet to see that together. Our daf Be'ezer Hashem will discuss the halachas of atofis l'bachol mokom shechav l'achem. We'll pick up where we left off on Yud Aleph Amabez, 8-9 lines from the bottom. We're going to have some important sugyas that also appear in the first parak of Bava Metzia, which Be'ezer Hashem will get to next year, and that is the sugya of atofis l'bachol, as well as migu diboy mafkelei nechasei. A lot of halachas of kinyanim the Gemara will make quick reference to over here on the bottom, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, going to Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara will discuss the halachos of Eved, and we discussed that on yesterday's daf, that the Chachamim are of the opinion that it's a chov for a woman to be divorced, but it's a zchus for an Eved, according to the position of the Chachamim. And the Gemara will discuss the rationale of our Mishnah, that it is a chov for the woman, but a zchus for the Eved, because any other Eved could say to the master, could say to the Eved, Asei imi v'eini zoncha. And the Gemara will discuss what implication that has in terms of the halachos of an Eved going to the Arei Miklat, and contrast that to a woman going to Arei Miklat. The Gemara will also quote a pasuk in Tehillim that is very relevant today, how we define it and how we actualize it, and that is the Kol Kvuda Basmelech Pnima Tilim Memhei. It's not just a statement that Chassidim made up, but rather it's a pasuk in Tilim that the Gemara in Shavuos as well as learns halachos from it, and the scope of it is going to be discussed on the bottom of today's daf. We're going to continue on discussing Asei Imi Ve'eni Zoncha onto Yud Beis Amud Beis, and then we're going to discuss also a sugya in Perek Hachovel, the 8th parak of Bava Kama, of Hakoteya Yad Avdo, and therefore most of our daf will be discussing halachos of Eved and contrasting that to the halachos of the relationship between a Baal and an Isha in contrast to an Adon and an Eved. Let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up where we had left off. Amar Rav Chizda, 6 lines from the bottom on daf Yud Aleph on the base. The Gemara had said that even though the halacha is that if an individual accepts a shtar shichur on behalf of an eved to let him go free, and the reason is for that is that it works because it's a zchus for the eved, and zachen l'adam shol b'fanav, the Gemara tells us that that does not prove that hatofes l'bal chov b'mokum shechav l'achim. Let's explain again what that means. That if Reuven grabs from Binyamin money that Binyamin owes Shimon, the halacha is, according to some, hatofes l'bal chov b'mokum shechav l'achirim lo kana. In such a case, he would not be kona. And Rav Chizda is going to point out that even though an eved works because it's a schus, The Gemara previously and Rav Chisda alludes to the idea, doesn't necessarily tell us Atofis Abachol Mokum Shechav Lachirim is going to be Konis. Let's see. Amar Rav Chisda, Atofis Abachol Mokum Shechav Lachirim, Banu Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan. The Gemara brings it in to a Sugya in Peya, Perek Dal Mishnah Tes, discussed in detail in Shas on, in Bava Metzia on Daf Tes Amabes. This is not. Mishalikait Es HaPeya. Va'amar harezu leploini ani. If someone, if Reuven is now collecting in Binyamin's field for Shimon the ani, and he says, I am collecting it from Binyamin's field on behalf of the ani, Rabbi Eliezer emir zocholoi v'chacham emrim yitnenu la'ani anim tzarishon. Rabbi Eliezer says it works, while the Chachamim say that it does not. One could argue, says the Gemara, that this is a makom shechav l'achirim. How is it chav l'achirim? So Rashi explains, this we were not clear on before, what exactly is the chav l'achirim? Rashi tells us that the chav l'achirim in this case is the ani, and that is that when Binyamin has a chiyuv to give tzedakah to the aniim, so one of those aniim is Shimon. However, all the aniyim in the world are entitled to. So in this case, when Reuven's toface, it's b'mokum shechav l'achirim, that all the aniyim are going to lose out. And therefore, the Chachamim, suggests Rav Chisda, are of the opinion that you can't take it on behalf of Shimon, and therefore he has to give it, Reuven has to give it to the first ani, whether that be somebody else, the Vulun, Yisachar, whoever it might be. On to our daf, Tafa Yud Alef, Yubez Amid Alef. Maybe one could suggest that this is not dependent on the Machlekes Tanaim. Ad kan lekamer Rabbi Eliezer Hasam, Ela demigu di boy mafke, Linechase, Vahavi Oni, Vichazile. When it comes to Rabbi Eliezer's position that Reuven could be Zocha on Shimon's behalf, that doesn't mean he holds HaToifis L'Balchot Mokum Shechav L'Acherim would be Kona. If it's another instance where other people could get the item, then in such a case Rabbi Eliezer will say that Reuven cannot grab if it's going to be at the expense of Yisachar and Zevulun. However, in this case it's not at the expense, considered halachically on the expense of Yisachar and Zvul in the case of Peah. Why? Because demigu di boy mafkalu l'nechase v'havi yoni v'chazile. In this case, Reuven could make his items, his possessions, hefker, and he could be zoche it on his behalf. And therefore, the Gemara suggests, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rav Papa particularly suggests that we have a new rule. Umigud zachi leilin afshei, zachi l'chavrei. And since he's able to be zoche it on his own behalf, in other words, since Reuven has the ability to take it for himself as an ani, then we have a new halachic principle. And that is, umigu dezachi lenafshei, since he could take it for himself, zachi lechavre. In other words, without this idea that Reuven would be able to take it for himself, he'd not be able to take it for Shema. And it's not based on the idea of atofetz l'balchov b'mokum shechav l'achirim. There, even in a case in which Reuven's not entitled to it, the opinion that says that atofetz l'balchov b'mokum shechav l'achirim is kana will hold that still he could grab it on behalf of Shimon, despite the fact that it's at the expense of Yisachar and Zvulun. Here, there's another principle that's at play, and that's Migud Zachi Lechav Nafshei, Zachi Nam Lechavrei. Aval Hocha Lo, but over here, by Atovus Vachov, Mokum Shechav Lachem, that would not apply. Va'adkad, and another reason why this Machloikis and Peya is not dependent on the big sugya of Atefus Vachoy, but Mokum Shechav Lachem. Va'adkad, Leik Hamri Rabbon Hossam, Eldachsiv, Loi Salaket Lo Ani, Veloi Salaket Loi Lo Ani. It could very well be that the Chachamim say that the reason why that you cannot take payah on behalf of the poor people, even though one could argue hatovus abalchol makom shechav l'achirim is kana, nevertheless Chachamim will say that this case is different. The Torah Hakdosha describes in regards to the mitzvah of payah loy salaket la'ani, don't you, the owner, don't take it. It should be la'ani. You should leave it over for them. Chazal darshin, that what does it mean? Lo salaket le'ani. Lo salaket lo le'ani. You shall not take it on the ani's behalf. Leave your hand out of it. You balabayis, surrender. Rav Soloveitchik, one of his most important words in Avodas Hashem is to surrender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't be in control of your own tzedakah. Some people give a lot of tzedakah, but they're still in control, or they think they're in control. So no, lo salakilani, lo salakilolani. Aval hacha, lo. But by HaTayis V'achot Mokri Shechav L'Acherim, then, where there is no mitzvah to surrender, so then in such a case, one could take on someone else's behalf. Rabbi Eliezer, hi, lo salakin my avodle. And according to this explanation, what is Rabbi Eliezer going to do with this interesting lashon, lo salakit le'oni, the emphasis of you don't take it for the ani. Miboy le'lahazer le'oni al shalom. It's to warn the ani that he should take le'oni, that only that the mitzvah is on behalf of the Bala Bayis to leave for an ani. What happens if an ani has his own field? So then, to the ani also the mitzvah applies. Lo salaket applies also. Le ani. It applies to the ani as well. We learned in our Halakha Mishnah, Shim Yirtzeh Shaloi Lozon, that the halacha is that is considered a good thing for an eved to become free, because the master doesn't have to feed him, and therefore he now has his own freedom to earn his own living. Shamis Mina says the Gemara, Yochal Rav Deimer LeEved Asei Imi Veinei Zancha, that we see from our Mishnah that the master could say to the Eved, work with me and I won't feed you, because we saw in the Mishnah that he doesn't have to feed him. The Gemara views this as a question on the opinion who says that that's not true. There is a machlokis in the Gemara, as quoted in Mem Gimel Amar Aleph in Ksubis, of whether a master could say, Aseini veini zonka. So is our Mishnah taking sides? Says the Gemara, no. Hachamai skin da amalei, tsei maisi adechlam zonasecha. What we're talking about is a case in which the master says, you work, and you buy your own food, and that will be our arrangement, as opposed to, you work, give me the money, and I will buy your food. Says the Gemara. But wait a second. To Gavasa Gabi Isha, that case applies by a woman as well. The Amar La, Tzi'i Maisi Adayich, Bimzona Sayich. In Ksuba says, well, we describe over there that a man could say to his wife, I will not give you Mizonos. We know that there is a Takana Midrabanan that a man has to feed his wife. In fact, it's Mem Mem, that there is a takana mizonos in place of the maise yodayim. That since the man has a, that's a mnemonic of how to remember it, since the man has a responsibility to feed his wife, he's entitled to her earnings. If, however, they make up an arrangement in which he and her decide that she's going to hold on to her own earnings and she'll buy her own food, that will be acceptable as well. So then why is it that the halacha in our Mishnah is that someone else cannot be mekabel the get on behalf of the isha, because it's considered a schus and not a chov? If we say it's a schus when it comes to the eved, because the master could always say to him, say maisi adecha l'mzono secha, so too, isha mailo. Why don't we say that it's a schus for the eved? Again, it's a schus for the eved because the master could say maisi adecha l'mzono secha, so too the isha amailo. Says, answers the Gemara, Isha b'delo safka. When it comes to a woman, there, because a woman has so many responsibilities, and once upon a time, maybe one could add, a woman was not one who was paid well, so therefore, she won't earn enough money to support herself, aside from the fact that she has all the responsibility to take care of her children. And since, ultimately, the husband's going to need to add to her earnings, so then it'll be a chov for her to get divorced. Says Gemara, Evan Nami B'dol Sapik. Then if we're talking about where Isha can do it, let's assume that by an Evan as well, he won't be able to take care of itself. Obviously, if we were learning the Iyum, we would have to explain the Havamin. At the end of the day, the Eved is a man who doesn't have the same responsibilities as a woman, and as a man, he's paid better, as well as the fact that he's more capable of doing work that gets more money, as opposed to a woman. Nevertheless, the Gemara answers, Avda de Nahom Krese Loishave Lemare Ulemarte. Lemaimat Mitbe, an Eved who doesn't fill up his own stomach with his own work is not going to be worth, lo shavi is not going to be worth anything to his master and mistress. In other words, the people who own him. So therefore, he would not have such an eved. And since he would not have such an eved, then by an eved, it's possible that a master cannot say, asei imi ve'eni zoncha, but at the same time, it will still be considered a schus on the eved's behalf, because there are times that the owner will leave him out to dry when he will say, I'm not going to give you food, and you have to earn your own eating, what you're eating. If that's so, so then he'd rather just be free. And therefore, freeing an Eved, even according to the opinion that says the master cannot say, Aseimi ve'eni zoncha, nevertheless, it is a schus for the Eved to become free. Tashma, come in here, the Gemara will bring a proof that a master can say, Aseimi ve'eni zoncha. That's what the address of our sugya is. Whether a master could say, Aseimi ve'eni zoncha. Eved shegolol are miklat. An Eved that goes to are miklat, ain rabbi chayiv lezoinai. Then his master does not have to feed him. V'lei eid, el shemaisi yodoi lerabbi. Wow. If he goes to are miklat, his master doesn't need to feed him. But despite the fact, because he's no longer in his house, he doesn't have to feed him, but his earnings go to his master. Shmami no yochel rav lemer le'eved, asei mi ve'eni zoncha. If the halacha is that you could create a phenomenon where the master is not supporting him, yet his maisi yodaim still goes to the master, so we see it's not simply that he's like a woman where the master could say, you earn your own money and you feed yourself. Rather, the master could simply withhold his food and it'll become the Eved's problem, despite the fact that his Maisi Yudayim will go still to the master. Says the Gemara, Hachamai Eskina, no. How do you know the case of the Eved that went to Ari Miklat was a case in which they didn't make up the above arrangement? The Amar Loi, he had said to him, Tsei Maisi Yudechlam Zona Secha, that I'm telling you that I won't support you, but you could hold on to your own earnings. Says the Gemara, that the reason why we didn't say that is because that halacha of Eved Shegola, the way it was presented, three lines above, doesn't seem to say that. Iachi Maisei Yodov Amai L'Rabba. Why did we say that the Maisei Yodayim goes to the master? If he says Mizonos in place of Maisei Yodayim, then the Maisei Yodayim don't go to the master. They go to the Eved. And for the Gemara L'Hadof, we're talking about the difference. What does that mean, the difference? They made up the arrangement of Maisei Yodayim and change of Mizonos. And as we suggested before, it's easier for an Eved to earn money, and he earns the money. And therefore, his Maisei Yodayim actually exceed the amount that he needs for his food. And since it exceeds for the amount for his food, so then that extra money goes to the master. Asks Gemara, Adifa Pshita. That the Gemara says, that's no chiddush to us. We never would have thought that the Eved could start his own bank account. Masha kana Eved, kana rabo. It's not a good thing to be an Eved. All he could do is earn enough money for his Maisi Yadayim. Answers the Gemara, Ma'u de Seima, I would have thought, Kivan, Dichi Lesle Lo Yavle, Ki Isle Nami Lo Lishkal Mine. Says the Gemara, I would have had a Hava Mina that he could hold on to his money. Since if he doesn't make enough money, then the master does not give him for his food, because the master said, I'm not taking responsibility for your food, and he doesn't have to give him. So when he does have extra, maybe he doesn't have to give it to the master. Kamash Malan, it's not a good business for the to be an Eved. And that is, if he has extra, he's got to give it to the master. If he doesn't, then he's stuck. The Gemara continues on the last narrow line. Umayishna la'are miklat. And what is the reason that are miklat over here is emphasized? Why was this halacha taught specifically about an Eved who had gone to the Arei Miklat? This is a basic halacha, and that is that the Maisei Yadayim will go to the master if the Eved and the Adon have an understanding of Aseimi Ve'eni Zoncha, but he makes more money than's necessary, so then in such a case the money goes to the master. There's nothing unique about what we've learned in the explanation of Eved Shegola Ari Miklat, about the fact that he's gone to Ari Miklat. So why bring in the Ari Miklat? Why bring in a variable that's not relevant? Says the Gemara, that the Pasuk tells us in regards to a rotzeach b'shoge. V'nos elechatz min ha'orim o'el v'choy. When he escapes, he lives there. And we learn, Ovid lechiyusa tfei, that we would have had thought that since we have a responsibility to make sure he lives there, to give him a little bit of a better life. The Gemara in Makos really discusses this in detail, that you do everything to maintain the regular life of a Rotzeach B'Shogeg. You send his Rebbe to learn, to Golos as well. That's why it's important to be a Rebbe of Talmidim who are not Rotzeach B'Shogeg, because you're going to end up going to Golos. So the Chai of, well, what about learning with them over the internet? Probably not, huh? The chiddush is that you can't do that. Says the Gemara of Amidik Tani Seifa. But doesn't the Seifa say, Aval Isha shel golsa l'ari miklat ba'lo chayiv bimzonaseha? That if a woman goes to Ari Miklat, her husband has to support her. So what do we see? In the case of a woman, there you can't have the relationship of asei imi ve'eni zonch. I'm going to let you earn your own money and not support you. So if that halacha applies to the isha, that her husband supports her, so then that would seem to indicate that that brisa is having the same thing with the eved. And that is, they didn't make it up that it was mizonos in a place of ma'aseh yadayim. If that's so, so then why do we learn that eved shegol lari miklat ein rabba chayv lazono? It would seem to say that the master could say, asei ini imi venezon. Chamechlal delo amarla. We see that in the case of the Isha, he didn't make up that relationship. Because if they had said, so then why would the husband be chayiv? So we see that in the Reisha, they didn't make that relation, make that statement as well. In other words, the case of the Eved, they didn't have that arrangement. Answers the Gemara, and for daily Gemara, three lines in, to why do you base on Alpha Olam de Amarle? Really, in the case of the Eved, he did say to him, the isha b'delo safka, but the case of the woman, he's not able to say that to her because she won't be able to make up the difference. In other words, she won't be able to earn enough money to support herself. V'hami diktani seifa, asks the Gemara, but this, since it says in the seifa, v'im amelot si maisi adayich b'mzon esayich, rashoi, that he could say to her, we see that in the Reisha, he didn't say that to her. In other words, the Gemara now is asking, we can't give this answer that in the case of the above-mentioned Brisa, we're talking about a case where she cannot make ends meet with her own Maisi Yadayim. Because the Seifa says that he's allowed to say to her, Tzi Maisi Yadayim Zon Asayich, which would seem to indicate that in the Reisha, he did not say that to her, and therefore, we can't say that the Reisha is talking about where he said, but she can't make ends meet. And if that's so, then you can't learn that case by the Eved as well. Mechlal de Reisha lo amar lo. So says the Gemara, no, there's a third case with the Isha. Hachi kamar, ve'im misapekes, va'amar lo, tzi ma'aseh yadayach m'zon asayich, and if she's able to, he could say to her, tzi ma'aseh yadayach m'zon asayich, Rashoi, then it's acceptable. So therefore, the Reisha is also talking about case Simai Sinai Masai Masayach, and we can learn the Eved case as well. Misapekes, says the Gemara, if she's able to Maila Memra, then why, what is the Brisa coming to tell us? Then in such a case, it's Poshut that he could say that to her. Mao, the same I would have thought. We have a halacha that's based on a Pasuk. Kol Kvoida Bas Melech Penima, that a woman, her kavod is in the inside, not going out to work, and we would think, therefore, he should not say that to her, go out and work, kamash malon. And the chidush is, we don't say that. There are times that we evoke the rule of kol kvuda bas melech pnima, and there are times that we don't. Now here, obviously, everybody's wondering, when do we, and when don't we? So obviously, what we would have to be learning bi'iyun to be able to get to starting to understand where we draw the line. But what we will do in Daf Yomi is read Rashi. Kvuda Bas Melech, says Rashi, 10 lines to the bottom, Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim. All of Klal Yisrael, both the men and the women, are the sons of Melachim, and we should all have the dignity of feeling that we're the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the girl is Pnima Tznua. she's modest. Ve'ein darka lotzeis l'savev bi'ir. And it's not her derech to go and circle around the cities. She'ena misham. A city that she's not part of. Ve'ein makirin osa. And they don't recognize her. La'avi la'mam la'cha b'beisa. To bring her work to her house. So in other words, in her own city, where people know her. So then to bring her work, and she does the work in her house, that's kol kvuda bas melech panima. Not that she sits idly, but that if she goes out and she circles other cities, then that's going to be different. Elim kei mesaveves b'ir limtso melacha lihistaker. The only way she's going to get business, if it's not from her own city, is for her to go out, lisaveves a'ir, to circle the city, and that is a violation of kol kvuda bas melech pinima. And then I would have thought that because of that, he can't say, asei imi, tzimai si yadayich bimzona sayich, kamash melon, that he can't. So obviously then another question we need to ask is, how can he? If at the end of the day we say that kol kvuda bas melech pinima, says Gmar lemo kitanoi, let us say that the above issue that we had discussed, a eved is allowed to say during years of famine, oy parnaseini, oy hitzieni l'cheres, either support me or free me. The Chum say that he's not allowed to force his master's hand. Says the Gemara 7 lines from the bottom. My lab ball kamiflagi. It would seem that this is the machlokes. The Mar Sava yachol, Umar Sava ein yachol. One man d'amar holds that he's allowed to say, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that the master is, excuse me, not allowed to say, asei imi ve'eni zoncha. Hence, the eved could force the master's hand. Either you give me food or free him. In contrast to the chachamim, mar sava yachol will be the chachamim. The chachamim could say, I'm forcing your hand. And that is, in this case, in the opposite direction, the baal is forcing his hand, and that is, he's forcing the eved to work, even though he's not going to support him. Again, maybe the forcing the hand wasn't clear. According to the Chachamim, he's able to say, asei imi ve'eni zoncha, and that's why he doesn't have to free him, and he doesn't have to support him. In contrast to Reb Shimon Gamliel, eina yachal, the eved is able to say, I am insist on being freed if you're not going to support me. And therefore, we see that according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the master cannot say, asei imini ve'eni zoncha. Asks the Gemara v'tizbara, hai oi parneseini oi etzeinu l'cheirus. Maybe when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, parneseini etzeinu l'cheirus, he means the following, o parneseini, or support me, o tenli maisi yodai b'parnesasi. Excuse me, o tenli masi yodai, that he's not saying either support me or free me, but rather either you support me or give me my maise yodayim. However, he's not insisting in his freedom. In other words, the Gemara is asking as follows. If we've just got through saying that the case of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim is a machlokis about asei imi ve'eini zoncha, if that's the issue, so then the Lashon should not have been as Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, o parneseinu, o tzeinu l'cheiris. That's not what's going on. What the Eved should be saying is, o parneseinu, o tenli masi yodai mi parnesasi mi boile. That's what we should be talking about. Because at the end of the day, the Eved is not asking to be freed. The Eved is just asking to be able to support himself and saying, either you support me or I will support myself. And therefore, says the Gemara, it doesn't seem that that is the exact machlokas from Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim. Va'od, and another question. Maishna b'shnei b'tzuros. Why does it say specifically it's in the year of the famine? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim should be talking about all instances that the Eved is not happy with the food that he's getting, and he could always say, asei imi ve'eni zoncha. He could always say, ten imasi yodai b'parnasasi. That's, of course, the inverse of asei imi ve'eni zoncha. That he should be able to say, give me my ma'asi yodaim for my parnasa. Answers the Gemara, Elohachmayaskinin, you're right. That's not the machlokes of Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, but rather it's a different machlokes. The Omar lo. The master said to the Evet, say Maisi Adechlam Zonasecha, work for yourself. The master could say, you work and you support yourself. The master, we don't see, is saying, Aseimi Veini Zancha, according to all opinions. And it was a case in which there's a famine where the Evet can't support himself. Reb Shimon Gamliel Savar, O Parnisenio Otseinu L'Cheirus. Reb Shimon Gamliel is of the opinion, as the Lashon of the Brisa itself, that the Evet could say, either support me or let me free. Why do I want to become free? Because then people will see me and I'll be able to collect tzedakah. As long as I'm your Eved, they think that you're supporting me. Rabbanan Savri, and the Rabbanan Mandar Merachim Abnei Chori, Eved Nami Ruchumei Merachim. Just like people will be merciful for a freed person, so too for an Eved, and therefore his argument, the Eved's argument, is not a good argument. So, we have no proof that neither Reb Shimon Gamliel or the Chachamim are of the opinion that a master could say, work for me and I won't support you. Originally, we thought that was what Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Chacham were arguing about, that the Reb Shimon Gamliel was of the opinion that the Eved could say, you're not allowed to have me work for you without supporting you, and the Chacham were of the opinion that you could. However, now we see that it's a particular case where the Eved is working on his own, for his own mizonos, that everybody agrees can be done, but the problem in this particular case was, because it was a famine, he wasn't even able to support himself. So now the question becomes whether that's a reason to free the Eved, and that's machlokas between Rabbanon and Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara continues three lines from the Tashma. The Omar Rav, Hamagdish Yidei Avdoi Oysa HaEved Loive Va'oichel Va'oysa Uparea. If a person consecrates and says that his Eved's hand is going to be for the Beis HaMikdash, in other words, that everything the Eved does is going to the Beis HaMikdash. So now, what about the Eved himself? How does he support himself? So Rav says that if he can't support himself through his own hand, so then he borrows money and he eats, and then he pays back. Of course, later on, the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question, that how can he pay back if it's coming from his own work, and his own work belongs to Hegdish. But before we get to that question, the Gemara asks another question, and that is, what was the relationship over here in the first place that the Evan needs to eat on his own, that he's not fed by his master? Shema Mina says the Gemara two lines from the bottom. Yochel Rav Loi Mila Eved. The master could say to the Eved, Asei Mi Vein His Uncle? Question mark. So we see that the halach is that you can say, Asei Mi Vein His Uncle. Answers the Gemara, Hacha Ma Yeskina? No. What is the case that we're talking about? Bimala Lo Mizonos. We're talking about a case where the master is supporting him. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. So then why is it the Rav said that he needs to borrow to eat? There's no need to borrow. Answers the Gemara on the top line, Lehadofa, that we're talking about the master supports him in a very limited way. He gives him his basic bread and water that he needs, but the Eved wants more. So the Eved wants more. Since the Eved wants more, so then he borrows. Asks the Gemara, Velemele Hegdish. So why does that law fall on Hegdish? That in the end, now he works for Hegdish and he pays them back. And he pays the people he borrowed back. That money could be going to Hegdish. Velemele Hegdish, let Hegdish say to him, says the Gemara, top line, Ad hashta sagiloch below adofa. Vahashta nami tiskiloch below adofa. When your master had not consecrated your hand to Hegdish, so then you are living on bread and water. Whatever the halachos is of what you have to give to your Eved, leaving that aside for a moment. Maybe bread, water, and a little chicken. We'll see in a moment. But v'hashanami tiskelach below adofa. At the end of the day, just like you survived with that, you could be able to survive with it as well when you work for us. Answers the Gemara, Hegdish gufei nichalei kehechid l'shabich avdei. In order that the Eved eat well, Hegdish wants him to be able to borrow. Why do we want him to eat well? Not because we want him to have a bigger waistline, but we want him to be stronger. And if he's getting only a very circumscribed amount of food, then that's not good for his nourishment. So therefore, Hegdish will be fine if he does that as well. Asks the Gemara, Oisa uparea, if he's working for Hegdish and then he's going to pay back, kama kama kodishle. And then the money, the moment in which he earns that money, the paycheck that he gets automatically goes to Hegdish. So once his hand has been consecrated, how could we say that he borrows money, he works, and he pays back the people who lend him? At the end of the day, the moment he gets his paycheck, that paycheck needs to go to Hegdish. As the Gemara, bepachos mishava pruta, he must be working and getting paid less than a shav pruta. So less than a shav pruta doesn't go to Hegdish, and therefore he pays back his debtors who gave him food with less than a shav pruta at a time. Hachinai mistavra, says the Gemara, 6 lines on top, and you base him a base. Damar rav hamikadish yidai avdei oisa eved. So then that eved, oisa v'oichel, that eved could work and eat. Di lo avdin, man palachle. If he's not going to work for his own living, who's going to support him? Now it belongs to Hegdish. Analyzing Mar, Iamit Bishlema, Hach Bimala, Veina Yachal. If we're talking about a master that's supporting him and he's not able to work, Vaha Bishena Mala, Shapir. And then we're talking about a case of that the master is not able to support him. Then the halacha is the Hegdish, Rashi explains, is nachal. Then everything is good. But we're talking about a case where the master doesn't support him. And nevertheless, the master is able to be makdish him, and he could say, asei imi ve'eni zoncha. If that's going to be the case, where he's not mala, and he's still able to be makdish him, di'ilo avda, man polichle, this that we learned, that the Eved is allowed to work for himself, because who is going to support him, that doesn't make sense. According to, the man d'amr would say, asei mi veini zancha. So therefore, man d'boy nifleche, one who wants to support the Eved, he'll be able to take care of him, but who knows? Man d'boy nifleche, who knows who's going to support him? Elalav shmamina. So what do we see from here? This, that Rav is matir for an Eved to work for his mizonos because he doesn't have anybody feed him, shows us that the master can't say, Eini yachol, he's not going to be able to say, Asei imi ve'eini zoncha. Shmamina eini yachol, he's not able to say that. Shmamina, period. Tashma, the Gemara continues 12 lines from the top in regards to the Shaila of Asei imi ve'eini zancha, whether you're allowed to say to the Eved, I'm not going to support you. Now we have another Mar Makom. Rav, as we proved above, is of the opinion that the person, the Eved, could work for himself. And then Rav said, so then, osa Eved, osa v'ochel, diloy avdo man palichle. And that indicates that he holds that the master cannot say Seimi Veni Zoncha. However, Rabbi Yochanan seems to be in a different direction. Damar Rabbi Yochanan taught in regards to an Eved being injured. Hakoteya Yad Avdoi Shel Chavera. If a person cut off the hand arm of an Eved, Noisin Shiftoi Urufuasai Lerabbi, he could give the Sheves, not he could, he has to give the Sheves and the Rufua to the master. The halacha is that when someone cuts off the arm of someone else, he needs to give him chamisha dvarim, nezek tzar, ripui, sheves, and boishes. Sheves is the amount of time that the individual lost making money from going to work, and refuah is his doctor bills. So, what happens if it's an eved? So then in such a case, the sheves and the refuah, the mechabel, the one who injured him, needs to give it to the master. Ve'ese eved nizon minat stuck, and that eved is supported by stucka. Shmami no yochol rav lemer le'eved asay imi veini zoncha. That we see from here that if we say that the eved needs to be supported by tzedakah, so just like by choivel, we say the eved is supported from tzedakah, so too in all other cases, the adon is allowed to say, you find your way to get support from tzedakah, question mark. Answer the Gemara, hachamai iskinim b'malo loy mizanis. No. Over here we're talking about where the master was already supporting him, and then in such a case, if he gives him his onos, then the master has done his obligation. He cannot say, asei imi ve'eini zancha, and the eved is nizom mitzedakah, must mean something else. Iachi, but the Gemara asks him, what does it mean? Amai nizo min tzedakah. What does it mean he gets from tzedakah? Says the Gemara, lahadafa. Could be he needs extra food, maybe when he's recovering, and so on and so forth, so that the master doesn't need. Says the Gemara, Iachi nizon. Why do you learn the lashon nizon? Nizon seems to be the basic bread and water. Misparnes mi boile. He's getting a parnasa from tzedakah, but why nizon? Nizon sounds like the tzedakah gives him everything. We see that Rabbi Yochanan says that the eved is nizon mi tzedakah, that in theory, a master could always say to his eved, asei imi ve'eini zoincha. Now the Gemara analyzes this halacha. Amar mar, noisin shiftei urufasai le'rabbi. When we say that the sheves, that's the amount of time that he needs to be absent from work, that money's is given to the master, shivto pshita. That is obvious, because the master is losing money. When Reuven was mechabel, the eved, so then that causes Shimon, his master, to lose money. Says Gemara, refuasa itztrichalei. The chidush is refua. Refuasa didei, diboi isyusebe. Says the Gemara, it's obvious that he should even get the refua, because when it comes to the refua, so there, the master has to buy him medicine. If he has to buy him medicine, then of course you have to compensate the master. Answers the Gemara, lo, tzricha, we need it. We estimated that the Eved needs refua for 5 days. We gave him very strong medicine, and he becomes healed in 3 days. Mao de sema, I might have thought, tzara didehu, that at the end of the day, the reason why the Eved is not compensated and the master is compensated is when it causes the master a loss. However, in this case, if the master healed him in 3 days, so he only had to pay the money for the refuah for 3 days. And the extra 2 days maybe should go to the Eved, Kamash, and Sarah Didehu, and therefore, and because he got drugged up in 3 days, so then the tsar, ultimately, of getting healed in 3 days and not 5 days, that differential for the 2 days shouldn't go to the master's pocket, but should go to the Yevet. Kamash Malon, the chidush over here is, and Rashi says, that the master is entitled to the monies as if it was his shar, his ox as well. That's a chidush, that he owns the Yevet in such a way that any bonus that the master will get, he's able to pocket vis-a-vis the Eved. Kamash Malon, that is the Chiddush. We are going to stop today's daf over here. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, we often stop a little bit early. I'm looking forward to rejoining with you on Matzai Shabbos for daf Yud Dalid. The next Gemara goes back to whether an Eved's freedom is a schus or a chov on his behalf, and that continues on to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Beis. On today's Daf, we had learned the halacha in regards to Hatofis Abachov Mokum Shechav Lacherim, and the Gemara says that that machlok is Hatofis Abachov Mokum Shechav Lacherim, whether one is Kone or not, is not dependent on a machlok is Tanoim, whether an individual could collect Peya on behalf of an Ani, because there one might be able to collect on behalf of the Ani due to Migu de Zachar Nafshe, Zachar Nami Lechavre. And the majority of our daf was about the sugya of Asei Imi Ve'eni Zoncha, whether a master is able to say that to his Eved. And we concluded after a tough Shakla Vitaria that according to Rav, one cannot, as described on the bottom of Yubezam and Alf, going through the top of Yubezam and Bez, while according to Rabbi Yochanan, one can. We also learned along the way some of the halachos in regards to refuah of an eved. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Beis in Maseches Gittin.